Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on prayer is Master Key, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. Pray continually. As I prepared this episode and I felt God give me this title, I was a bit hesitant. Surely prayer couldn't be the one-size-fits-all key. As I battled with this for a while, I realized something. The Bible asks us to pray continually. Why? Because as we interact with God through our prayers, He gives us strategy to handle absolutely anything that comes our way. Prayer actually is the master key. My dear listeners, it does not matter how complex what you are going through seems to be. It doesn't matter that it seems like a problem that technology should be able to handle but has failed. It does not matter if the challenge is caused by another human being whose will you cannot change. Pray about it first. Who gave the wisdom for the birthing of technology? Who holds the hearts of kings in His hands? Who is He who has said, "Nothing is too difficult for me"? Is it not the God we claim to pray to? I remember in Africa, when I was much younger, we learned a song that sang, "Prayer is the key, prayer is the master key. Jesus started in prayer and ended in prayer. Prayer is the master key." I realize now how much truth was in that song. The world is much deeper than we think. Oversimplifying issues and attributing them to science, modernity, or medicine may not be entirely wise. Submit yourself to the omniscience of God and stay in the place of prayer. It is in that place of prayer that you get the instructions that will yield unusual results. Prayer is not the master key because it directly solves all your problems. Prayer is the master key because it is the agency through which the Holy Spirit signposts you into the answers to the issues you face. I remember once I had challenges with a person. The person's behavior was outright unacceptable. I had tried everything I could think of to maintain cordiality with this person to no avail. As I started to pray about it, I heard the Spirit of God say to me clearly, "Pray to me to help you love this person." It sounded so absurd because I thought I already loved this person. I mean, I was a Christian. But God, who knows me better than I know myself, knew that that was where the problem was, a love problem. As I began to pray and take deliberate steps to love this person more, things began to change. I would never, ever have thought that I was the problem in that equation. Prayer was my signpost to the real problem. So before you are quick to point out that prayer does not solve everything, remember that prayer is the agency through which your eyes may be opened to see the real problem. It is the agency through which you will know what to do to actually solve your problem. I could give several examples, but please believe me when I say that prayer is the master key. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for this word. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.